young beautiful lady whom the sweet raptures of love had possessed. Her dear pretended was willing and ready to grant whatever her heart could request. But her own parents, quite void of all pity, drove their own darling almost to despair. This was at length her right sorrowful ditty. Love is a torment which I cannot bear. Nothing but sorrows I here am possessing, while my poor eyes like two fountains does flow, seeing I thus am denied of the blessing. No creature know what I now undergo. Most unkind parents, can you be so cruel as to occasion my sighs, griefs, and cares? While I am kept from the sight of my jewel, love is a torment which no one can bear. When first I found that my friends did degrade him, for his dear sake I my lodgings removed, and a firm promise immediately made him to be as loyal as ever was love. But my relations unhappily found me I could not sorrowful weeping forbear. Their words like darts of keen arrows did wound me. Love is a torment which I cannot bear. Still they endeavor to set me against him, saying of him they did no ways approve. Therefore they'd have me with speed to refrain him. They might as easy high mountains remove. At what they said I was highly offended, being them just at the point of despair. I straight resolved this life should be ended. Love is a torment which I cannot bear. My loyal heart and affections I gave him, therefore my promise I never will break. Yet after all, if they'll not let me have him, I am resolved to die for his sake. No other gallant shall ever enjoy me, therefore this potion I here do prepare. It is in order this day to destroy me. Love is a torment which I cannot bear. Farewell the world, for I soon shall expire, the pains of death having seized me all o'er. Thou whom I ever did love and admire, cannot my life nor my blessings restore. They that have caused this dismal confusion, which filled my heart with true sorrow and care, they will be troubled for this in conclusion. Love is a torment which no one can bear. 'Twas not for wealth I desire to marry. He was the person that pleased my eye. yet through misfortune my life will miscarry, for like a languishing lover I die. Come, gentle death, now be pleased to befriend me. On you alone here I cast all my care. To the Elysium be pleased for to send me. Love is a torment which I cannot bear. You lovers that shall hear this dismal story, pity a maiden's misfortune, I pray. Both grief and sorrow had blasted my glory, bringing the blossoms of youth to decay. Farewell, my lover, alas, I must leave thee, for her I die by the hand of despair.